Well, I mean, I'm just hearing from lots of our residents that are very concerned that the lack of law and order is, and especially downtown, that should be our number one priority. And right now we're not doing that. And so I would say that I would say it's very unlikely that Chief Zavolsky will keep his job. I think you've already reported that what'll happen now, I'll put it on the next agenda that we would eliminate his position, and that's 2 weeks from Monday. But I'm guessing that between now and then, basically it's a negotiation of how he can either resign or be fired.
What gives you the confidence that this time that will happen? You've suggested that in some form before. This is not new, but why do you think this is the why do you predict that outcome? What's giving you confidence that that's what's going to happen?
Well, the actions of the last couple of days were beyond the pale. And obviously we have a press conference a day and a half later. He wasn't even there immediately after four people got shot, a bank robbery, and two people died. He's on vacation. But I'm sure you've heard, if people haven't seen the press conference, it's unbelievable the disrespect that he gave the media, and just very dismissive and arrogant. And so obviously it's very reflective, and he's representing the city of Fargo, and that's completely unacceptable. And then on top of that, the mayor. And so when I say change in leadership, I don't just mean the police chief. We need a change in leadership, because that was a disaster for both of them. And so we'll see what happens, but there's much more to come.
We talked to the mayor yesterday, and one of the things that I asked him about was the fact that it sounds like he suggested that there be a press conference on Sunday, just assume there would be, and the chief said, no, we don't know enough. Now we know the chief was out of town as well. I'm confused, because to me, the mayor, who does have the portfolio of the police, or for that matter, any elected leader, when they say, let's have a press conference, wouldn't it get scheduled? How does the police chief say no? I mean, who's running the show here?
Well, that's the question. Clearly the mayor runs the show, but clearly he doesn't. And so that's an equal concern. But to me, the first step is to eliminate Zavolsky, and for sure he has to go. And to me, to be honest with you, I'm moving well past that, because now what I predicted a few years ago has happened. If you look at our roster of the police leadership, they've all left. All the senior officers are gone. And so now what we're trying to figure out is how in the world are we going to get, we have no institutional experience. That's what we're worried about. First of all, who's going to be the interim? And then how do we try to get some of those senior enforcement officers back? Because right now they've all left because of Zavolsky.
Okay, I was just going to ask you that. Why have they left? Why has there been that exodus of the leadership?
Well, I said 3 years ago, because of Zavolsky and his management style, he's a one-man show. And so to give an example, we as commissioners, we can't even talk to a police officer. And so to me, that's just one. To me, that's grounds for dismissal, just that alone. So anyway, but I'm confident he will no longer be the police chief for the city of Fargo.
Yeah. By the way, why do you think you're not allowed to talk to the rank and file? I heard the same thing from Michelle Turnberg. The mayor sort of defended the reason the mayor defended it was it sounded specific to Michelle Turnberg, because she said things that weren't true about chokeholds or something else. But you're saying you can't as well. Why?
I think you should ask the police chief that. That's ridiculous. So another example is, so if I go to the police station, I have to sign in as a city commissioner. I have to check in, and it's just everything is so controlled. And so I predicted all this was going to happen a long time ago. I called for his job a long time ago. So it's well beyond that. And the other thing is, the mayor's going to have to do this to save his own skin. That's the reason that I'm so confident, because right now the mayor looks as bad as the chief does.
Yeah, and I want to talk about that a little bit, because you talk about what you believe this is going to resolve itself with a resignation. If it doesn't, you're telling us that you're going to put it on the agenda for 2 weeks to fire him. I assume it takes three votes to make that happen, correct?
Yep. Yep.
And I'm not.
I don't know for sure that we'll get three votes, but I'm just saying I will be on the agenda, and so that, I will. I can control that. I can't control how the other commissioners vote.
But I'm just doing the math here because I asked yesterday. The mayor said two very vocal commission members are, you know, thinking he should go, upset. I said, what about you? And he said, I want to have this meeting with him, but obviously wasn't exactly putting any praise on the chief. Denise Kolpak now is saying that she wants due process and a meeting with the mayor and the city administrator to address the press conference, the lack of community reassurance, and implement immediately a delegation of authority of the chief when he's unavailable, and said, quote, I will support all recommendations after that due diligence. So that sounds to me like she might be a fourth vote there. Am I reading that wrong?
Well, no, that could be. And like I said, I can't predict how the other commissioners, but this has been going on for years. He was previously under some kind of work plan. So there's lots of issues. And if we have to get into it all, I'm sure we will. But I think it would be preferable to just have him resign. And if not, I would be more than happy to have him be the one to fire him.
You mentioned that work improvement program. Whatever happened to that? Because, there was rather public. Concerns were expressed by the city commission, and there was a work improvement program. But it's sort of like, was there ever a final report? Was there a resolution? Was it like LK's improved? I don't remember any of that.
There wasn't any. I never received any, so I think that's a good question for the mayor and the city administrator. To give an example, we get no communication from any of them about any of this. There is zero communication between at least myself and the city administrator or the mayor or the police department about any of this. I had nothing. So imagine that.
Has that evolved over the years? Is that a standard protocol that's always happened, or has this changed?
It's usually changed. We now have, well, the other thing I wanted to bring up, so our communications under investigation. I just found that out yesterday, so I just want the public to know that. But what happened was we used to have very open communication. We used to have like the police had a communications person. And all that has been eliminated. So now, and as you're aware, Scott, you're in the news business. Now everything is very controlled. It's all fake news that goes through our communications department.
By the way, you broke up for a second there when you said what you said earlier about the communications department, that you just learned what?
They are under investigation. The communications department is under investigation. I just heard about it yesterday. I don't know by who, and I don't know what is going on, but to me, that's very concerning.
Under investigation, do you believe that was related to the events of the weekend and communicating on that, or something prior?
Well, I think that's for the local news departments to find out, because I just found out about it, and I'll be asking some questions, but I hope you guys do too.
All right. Texter says, keep up the great work, Dave. You're the only one I trust in the Fargo City Commission. What are you hearing in the way of feedback, given your concern on Monday night?
Well, huge amounts of concern about public safety. To give an example, so the homeowners on Sunday morning at 2 a.m, they didn't know what to do. Were they supposed to shelter in place? Were they supposed to flee the area? Were they supposed to check their facilities? And there was nothing. And so I'll just give an example. If I was the mayor, Scott, on Sunday morning, I was at the lake at 2 a.m, I would drive back and I would have a press conference and say, what in the world is going on? Instead, what our current leadership waited a day and a half. And it's unbelievable. And so that's why we need some serious changes in a lot of things.